A long-delayed recycling project in Monroe County has entered another stage. Consultants are now on the clock to complete a feasibility study for a mixed waste processing facility, also known as a MRF. The MRF project has been studied and debated for more than 7 years. The County Solid Waste Management District has now contracted with Florida firm Kessler Consulting for the new study. The district's director, Tom McGlasson Jr., told the district's Citizens Advisory Committee last week Kessler has 8 months to complete it.
Their first step in doing this beyond the data gathering and research is to get people up here and begin the waste characterization study that was called for in the RFP. So they're game planning and scheduling people to get that done. Have a conference call scheduled with them early next week, and hopefully we'd have more information on schedules and what their plan is.
The 30-day waste characterization study is needed to determine how much of the county's waste is trash and how much is recyclable materials. Kessler Consulting is also assisting the city of Bloomington in its switch to an automated sanitation service.
When we were reviewing the RFPs and stuff, I was made aware that the city had entered into that agreement with them, but that did not, that was not a factor that we considered when we reviewed RRPs and made a recommendation for award. But given that we're in that situation and that one of the caveats of the waste characterization study is that the city's waste stream is to be looked at separately, from the other waste streams that are out there, I would hope that there's some benefit to having them involved with both entities.
Advisory Committee, McGlasson also said he is preparing the district's 2018 budget. The proposed budget will be presented to the Solid Waste District Board in June. Committee member John Arnold asked McGlasson if he's noticed any trends.
Trending is for budgeting purposes, it's hard to see because our budget has, we've been tied up with, budgeting for a MRF that never came to existence. Mm-hmm. This year, our budget includes 2 roll-off trucks and drivers for those trucks that we do not have, and what that means for us, operationally as we go through the year is, when those expenses don't occur, that money winds up getting transferred into other lines to cover the expenses that do happen because we did not have those trucks or, we weren't processing our own material. We had to pay somebody else to handle those materials. As far as trying to predict what those will be, we do have accurate data on tonnages and stuff for waste and recycling, and those numbers actually have been fairly steady and consistent for us over the years, and we're not seeing any significant increase or decreasing trend on those. So it's pretty easy to project what those costs will be.
McGlasson said he didn't expect any new fees to be added in coming budget cycle.